Dreamscape presents Tessa's Surprises by Louisa May Alcott. Narrated by Susie Bernice.
Tessa's Surprises. Tessa sat alone by the fire, waiting for her father to come home from work. The children were fast asleep, all three in the big bed behind the curtain. The wind blew hard outside, and the snow beat on the window panes. The room was large, and the fire so small and feeble that it didn't half warm the little bare toes peeping out of the old shoes on the hearth. Tessa's father was an Italian plaster worker, very poor, but kind and honest. The mother had died not long ago and left 12-year-old Tessa to take care of the children. She tried to be wise and motherly and worked for them like any little woman. But it was so hard to keep the small bodies warm and fed and the small souls good and happy that poor Tessa was often at her wit's end. She always waited for her father, no matter how tired she was, so that he might find his supper warm and a bit of fire and a loving little face to welcome him. Tessa thought over her troubles at these quiet times and made her plans, because her father left things to her a good deal, and she had no friends but Tomo, the harp boy upstairs, and the lively cricket who lived in the chimney. Tonight her face was very sober, and her pretty brown eyes very thoughtful as she stared at the fire and knit her brows as if perplexed. She was not thinking of her old shoes, or the empty closet, or the boy's ragged clothes just then. No, she had a fine plan in her good little head, and was trying to imagine how she could carry it out. You see, Christmas was coming in a week, and she had set her heart on putting something in the children's stockings, as Mother used to do, for while she had lived, things had been comfortable. Now Tessa had not a penny in the world, and didn't know how to get one. All the father's earnings had to go for food, fire, and rent.
I must earn the money. There is no one to give it to me, and I cannot beg. But what can I do, so small and stupid and shy as I am?
Tessa said to herself.
I must find some way to give the little ones a nice Christmas. I must. I must.
And Tessa pulled her long hair as if that would help her think. But it didn't, and her heart grew heavier and heavier, for it did seem hard that in a great city full of fine things, there should be none for poor Nono, Sepp, and little Speranza. Just as Tessa's tears began to tumble off her eyelashes onto her brown cheeks, the cricket began to chirp.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?